Welcome to Croxley Green Baptist Church Sermon Podcast.
Could hide behind this, couldn't you? Good evening, good morning, sorry.
Good morning. Well, we've had some great fun. I can't see my notes now. We had some great fun at Holy Adventure this week, and it's not over yet. I'm sure if you want to, Lisa will let you have a go on the bouncy castle before you go home, but probably at your own risk. We're going to have fun this afternoon with our fun day and barbecue, and a lot of the families are going to come back. We hope they're all going to come back to sharing that. We've been looking at this story of Joseph this week. It's an incredibly engaging story. It's better than a soap opera. It's got even more turns than Poldark, with highs and lows and twists and turns. And you are probably familiar, most of you, with the story. Lisa's outlined it wonderfully this morning as we went through what we're doing at Holy Adventure. We sung the song. Anybody not seen Joseph in his amazing technical dream coat? Good. Right. So I'm not going to summarize the story, but it is a story about ups and downs. Joseph is up as a favorite of Jacob, and then he's down literally in the pit, and then he's on his way to Egypt, and he's up again in Pharaoh's house as head of the household, and he's down again in prison, and then he's raised up to even higher heights as the second in command of Egypt after Pharaoh. A story of ups and downs, just like our lives. And you might think that the focus of all of this is on this main character, Joseph. You might think that's what it's all about, but I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think there's a bigger story out there. There's a bigger tale that has been told in this story. It's a tale of how God is at work within the world. A God who works out things through the ups and downs of ordinary lives, who's not always seen, but is always there. And even when we do catch a glimpse of God at work, we only know in part. This story is about the plans of God being worked out in the world. When we talk about the plans of God, I think we're always living in a tension. We're always living in a tension. The psalmist in Psalm 139 confidently says this: "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Declares this with confidence, that God is the micromanager of the world, of our lives. That each step of our lives, each step of the world's journey, each step of the universe's journey, we might say, has been worked out in detail. This is God, who is absolute Lord of everything in every moment. And yeah, I think that raises some questions for us. If God is in absolute control of the universe, of our lives, if it's all planned out, then why does God allow bad things to happen? Is he in charge of them too? But it can seem like this confident statement in the Psalms. There does seem in our lives moments when God does seem in control. And when we catch a glimpse of that, when we have a sense of that, that's a moment to be grateful and thankful for. Yeah, I wonder if you can only know that looking back. I wonder if you can only really know that having lived through the ups and downs of life. Have lived through the bewilderment of wondering, what on earth is God up to? Asking, where is God? And does he know? Or does he care? See, God did make the world, and he is Lord of all creation and Lord of our lives. And yet he made it with freedom to choose whether we travel with God or not. And yet, despite that freedom, God is still in control. God is still Lord of all. That's the tension we live with in our lives and in our faith journeys. And at the end of this story, in that final passage that Audrey read to us, Joseph again confidently declares, "You intended to harm me," he says to his brothers, "but God intended it for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." An acknowledgement that in all the ups and downs of this story, all the ups and downs, the good and the bad, God is there. God is working out his plan. But I think he can only say that looking back. I don't think he could have said that when he was down in the pit. I don't think he could have said that when he was being dragged off to Egypt. I don't think he could have said that when he's in Potiphar's house, even at the high point. I don't think he could have said that in prison. That it was all part of God's plan. Through the years, though, I've heard people say it. In the face of great difficulty, in the face of great pain and hopelessness and bereavement, I've heard people say, it's okay. It's all part of God's plan. Well, if you ever say that to me, I will be gracious to you. But I will kindly tell you to get real. Because sometimes you just need to acknowledge how awful things are. And sometimes you just need to cry out to God, "Where are you? What are you doing?" And sometimes you need to say, "I just don't get this. I just do not get this." And despite all of those things, it's still possible, in fact, you need to hang on to a thread of faith, no matter how fragile it is. You still need to find some way of acknowledging that God is in control. God is near, even if we do not know or see or perceive. God did have a plan here, but actually it was a plan bigger than Joseph. And I wonder if Joseph really fully got it at the end of the story. He seems to have understood that all this trauma, all these ups and downs, all these broken relationships being restored and all the mess that there was in the world, it was all part of what God was doing. God intended all of this to save many lives, and that's a worthwhile goal. But if you listen to what God said to Jacob as he paused on his way into Egypt, you see a bigger story, and it's not about Joseph. It's not really about Jacob. You see, this story is not just about saving many lives, which actually Joseph did, but it's actually keeping alive a promise to save the world. God spoke to Jacob. And if you read the story of Genesis, he hadn't spoken to Jacob for a long, long time. He hadn't spoken for Jacob for over 20 years like this. The last time he spoke to Jacob, he reminded him of the same promise that he's reminding him of now. And when he did it, he changed his name. Changed his name to Israel. Israel, one who wrestles with God. That's not a bad name for a community of faith. People who wrestle with God. But here he reminds Jacob of that promise. "I am the God of your father. Don't be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you." That was the promise made 30 years before. That was a repeat of the promise made to his grandfather, Abraham, that all people on earth will be blessed through you. A promise fulfilled in Jesus. A promise fulfilled 1,500 years later, God works not in years, but in centuries and millennia. And through those 30 years, through those ups and downs, Jacob wondered if it were true. And God knew he had doubts, and he met him on the way into Egypt and reassured him that things were still on track, even if it seems a strange road away from the promise that God had given them, that they'd given them this land they had settled in and farmed for years, decades. But I guess, as I said before, it's only possible to see it looking back. Traveling through the ups and downs, through the bewilderment, allows God to help us see it and maybe prepare us for our part within it. You see, sometimes we need to be fitted to God's plan. God had to take an arrogant but gifted young man called Joseph, whose dreams proved right, but whose character and gifts needed shaping before he could take his full part in God's plan. God had to take 11 jealous brothers, willing to lie to their father, willing to kill their brother, to sell him into slavery. God had to take 11 brothers who had to spend over a decade living before a broken father, reminding them of their guilt every day, until they got to the point where they were willing to sacrifice themselves rather than see himself destroyed again because he'd lose another son, another favorite son. And Jacob, Israel, one who wrestles or struggles with God. He had to struggle through life between God speaking to him through all these terrible things until he was ready to trust God. And even then, the promise wasn't fulfilled. But he took a step of faith because he realized God was at work. And the story has a happy ending. We all like happy endings, don't we? But don't worry, there's a lot more trauma to come. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, there's a definition of faith which refers back to these people, these stories. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. I think this captures the story of Joseph and his family and Jacob and the brothers. Faith, I think, that we all need to desire to be growing in our lives through the roller coaster journey, through the ups and downs that God travels with us through. See, God is Lord of all, but you can't always see it. God is Lord of all. But sometimes you don't learn that unless you travel with him through the moments when you're not sure. Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. I don't think the growing of this faith is ever complete in our lives. But let's hope and desire and ask for this kind of faith to grow in all of us, whether there's a happy ending or not. Let's pray together. Help us, Lord, to see. When we look back, look back through days of sunshine and days of gloom, through day and night of our lives. Help us to catch a glimpse of your working in our lives. And while we acknowledge the despair of the darkness, help us to thank you for the moments of light. And help those moments grow our faith and trust in you for the journey ahead, which will be full of ups and downs still. A journey, like you said to Jacob, that you would go with him, you go with us in every moment, in every step. Help this faith, which Joseph and Jacob and his brothers and those in their families had growing in them, help it grow within us. And help us be more certain that you are King, that you are in control, not only when life is good, but also when life is a struggle. As we wrestle with you, God, as we wrestle with life, may faith rise up in us, Lord of all. Amen.